Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Actually, we lost the first one.
Oh, so I forgot that.
And then we won 10 in a row. Like, I mean, you know, 10 hasn't been done before, but, you know, you go on a run. Patrick was playing extremely well. He had a lot of confidence. Himself and the people that he had in front of him.
That was Guy Carbonneau. He joined us yesterday, the captain of the Montreal Canadiens in 1993, which, as you know, is the last year that a Canada-based NHL team won the Stanley Cup. Now, the Montreal Canadiens of 3 years ago, I'm only saying this because I'm a Habs fan, of 3 years ago made it to the Stanley Cup final. You all remember that, I'm sure. The team they're putting on the ice now is young and inexperienced, and they'll get there, hopefully soon. But it was great to talk to Guy Carbonneau. It's great to talk to our guest now about the same thing, and that is hockey and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Liam McGuire is with us. You've seen him on Hockey Night in Canada. You've seen him different places across the country. He's the world's number one NHL historian. He's an author of 4 books, including his most recent, The Real Ogie, the story of Goldie Oglethorpe. And you can find him at Liam's_hockey on X. First of all, it's great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great, Roy. I'm great, buddy. Thanks for having me on, and it's great to hear your voice.
Well, yeah, it's a pleasure to speak with you. It's been such a long time, and here we are, in the first game for the first Canadian team is over.
Yeah,
it's kind of what I expected. I know Leafs fans are not, obviously they're in the dumps. I can't really see this, but I'm kind of indifferent.
I know, it's hard, right?
Yeah, because my team
flag when it's Toronto, because a lot of their fan base, not all of them, you don't want to paint them all with the same brush, but there's a lot of them that are kind of insufferable. But at the end of the day, I saw a lot of optimism on social media today from Leaf fans. I mean, that was a hell of a hockey game last night. I mean, it really was. In the first 90 seconds, they could have scored. Swayman made a couple of big saves, and he just kept him in it like he did all year for Boston. It's interesting how Allmark played so well last year, and crashed in game 5 of the playoffs, and we all know what happened. And Swayman kind of took the torch from him this year. But I think everybody and their brother who follows the game objectively has picked Boston to win this series. And I think they showed their structure and their poise and their ability to score timely goals against anybody. They've done it all year. And it's going to be a very tough series for Toronto to come back and win 4 out of the next 6. However, I saw a lot of optimism from Leafs fans still. You know, you've got to put that final stake in them, and we'll see what happens here the next 7 to 10 days. But it's the best 2 weeks of sports, Roy. First round of the NHL playoffs. It just doesn't get any better.
No, I absolutely agree, Liam. And to quote Doug McGraw, 1969 New York Mets, you got to believe.
You got to believe, baby.
That's you right. Got to believe, and they
great
won
quote,
it.
Great quote, great moment.
Yeah, great quote, great moment. So as you look at the other teams, the other Canadian teams, by the way, we're going to involve our callers in a moment because you have some trivia questions to ask, and we'll see if we have some volunteers who are willing to see if they can answer, and maybe they can ask you a trivia question as well.
Sure.
That has to do with the NHL or the Stanley Cup playoffs. Liam McGuire is my guest. He is the world's preeminent historian for the National Hockey League, expert on the NHL and hockey trivia. So of the other teams, which team or teams do you think, Liam, have the most likely or have the greatest chance of skating around on the ice after the final round of the Stanley Cup with the cup, so I don't have to keep bugging Guy Carbonneau?
Well, I'm bullish on Edmonton this year to make some noise similar to a couple of years ago when they went to the third round. I'm cautiously optimistic again for them. I think that Vegas did them a huge favor in the last game of the regular season, losing to Anaheim, changing the playoff matchups. I just think Edmonton matches up very well against Los Angeles, much like they did last season. I think LA will make a some noise for sure. But I just think the road is somewhat paved, albeit with some landmines there. What are they going to get out of Skinner and Net? Can the defense withstand playoff competition through a round or two to get into a semifinal, much less a final? But if you're asking me out of the four that are in, Roy, and I've said this on other shows and in other formats, publicly and privately, I think the Oilers are our best bet. I mean, I don't expect Winnipeg to beat Colorado. I don't expect Toronto to beat Boston. I frankly I don't expect Vancouver to beat Nashville, but I hope they do. But I Vancouver have missed the playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years. I know they've had a tremendous regular season, and they look like they're poised to make some noise as well. But I don't think they're the boys to get it done. I'm going with Edmonton as the best Canadian chance, and I'd really like to see McDavid get a cup, but man, that's a long ways away to actually get there, and then let alone win it. Because you talk about 1993, and look at the teams that, I mean, that series in 04 with the Flames and Tampa, 06 with Carolina and Edmonton, those were just two tremendous Stanley Cup finals. Even the ping pong match of 2011 with Boston and Vancouver, let alone the Habs miracle run in 2021. Yeah, they got beat by a much superior team, but just the Habs to push that to 5 games and lose game 5-1-0, they were certainly doing a whole lot more than hanging around looking available. So there's been some teams that have been close. So it's just, you know, to win it all, to win 4 best of 7s, my God, it's just incredible what you got to go through for 2 months. But you're asking me, Roy, best Canadian chance, I'm going with the Oilers.
And you know, Liam, given the way they started the season, they've owned, if anybody's owned it in the Canadian sphere of the NHL, if anybody's owned the opportunity, the real opportunity to win the Stanley Cup after the way they began, the Oilers are it, because they started so bad, right? I mean, they started the regular season in so much trouble.
It was a brutal start, as we all well know, and that was because Connor McDavid was playing hurt. Yeah. He was able to play in the lineup, but he got 1 or 2 points in 12 games. I mean, all you have to do is watch. You just have to watch. If you just wake up in the morning and check the scores, you don't know what's going on, you're just a casual fan, you probably weren't aware. And Connor got healthy. They went on a tear, because we went on a tear. I mean, he was 110th in scoring and got up within 3 points, 4 points in the lead at one point before, right, you know, just a little bit of a tail off, a little nagging injury. They sat him out a couple games. Kucherov put the pedal to the metal, got it done. If Connor plays 82 games healthy, if he does it next year, he'll win the Art Ross again. But Edmonton went along for the ride on his back. So they got back into a playoff spot. But we just saw that a few years ago, right, Roy, with St. Louis?
Yes, we did.
Dead last on New Year's Eve.
Yes, we did.
And I remember I did a Zoom with Larry Robinson probably in late January, early February. So now they'd been on a tear, right? They were moving up the standings. And I said, so what's going on, Larry? And he said, hey, how? We got a goaltender who's kicking out BBs, Liam. Like, who'd even heard of Jordan Binnington? Like, you know, it was like Aiden Hill last year for Vegas. Man, there were 4 stringers who came on.
You have to be the right person at the right time in the right place. And if you get all of that put together, it can all work for you. Listen, what's the, do you have an unforgettable moment, playoff moment, with or without a Canadian team participating, what's the most unforgettable moment for you as far as the Stanley Cup playoffs is concerned?
Easy one for me to answer, Roy. Thursday night, May 10th, 1979, Montreal, Boston. I was in the building. I was there with my late father. Habs down 3-1 going in the third, tie it up. Lafleur gets 2 assists. And Rick Middleton scores about 3:30, 3:40 to go. It looks like it's over. There are too many men on the ice penalty, and Guy scores to tie it up. And I was at the Montreal Forum 344 times over 21 years, from May 1, 1975 to the final game ever, Monday night, March 11, 1996. 78 of those were playoff games. I saw them win the cup a couple of weeks later in 79 as well against the Rangers in game 5. I started getting a press pass and going to games there in 1983 when I started doing radio and TV in Montreal. But that goal by Lafleur, Roy, as God is my witness, the railing shook in the Forum that night when he scored that goal. There was nobody else in the building that could have scored that goal, that would have scored that goal. That was the ghost That was the torch being passed, coming right through Marenz to Richard to Béliveau to Guy that night. That was the Montreal Canadian mystique as they came to an end of four straight cups in the next round when they beat the Rangers. Everything that night was channeled into what that history of that team. If you hate them, it doesn't matter. You still have to acknowledge what's gone on there since 1909 when they came into hockey. And that night when Guy scored is the greatest moment for me ever, personally. I've seen some others that have, not only in Montreal, but a couple other cities, but definitely that one for me will always stand out. I was there with my late father, so it was a very special moment. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, very, very special. I spent many nights in the old Forum watching the Canadians, and I saw some unbelievable plays, and I will never forget. It wasn't a specific goal, but I will always remember Jacques Lemaire, full speed, and I think Cornway, one I remember, Cornway passed in the puck, and Lemaire full speed coming over the blue line on the left side boards, stick goes back about 3 feet, bam, the goaltender never moved, and there was nobody between the goalie and Lemaire, and it was just such a dynamic shot that it froze him. And I thought, oh, this is not going to be a good night for the other guys, and it wasn't. But if I can just say one other thing, and I don't want to come out, I don't want to just talk about the Habs, but 93, 10 consecutive overtime wins.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Nobody. I mean, no one's done it before. No one's done it since. The previous record was 6. There's only one other team that's come up and done 6 since. I mean, they went on a run for the ages. It seems like the franchise at different times, albeit not the last 3 decades. You know, they've been so bad that for so many years has different things. You can get into, you can do 10 shows to get into the root of all that. But 10 straight overtime, I believe it was 96 minutes of shutout hockey and OT for Patrick Roy. I heard your quote there from Guy Carbonneau earlier and talking about, yeah, Patrick was pretty good. Yep.
He was pretty good. And he got an assist.
Wasn't bad.
He got an assist. In 93, Patrick, didn't he?
Yeah.
You got an assist.
Did, I believe. Yeah, that's right. You know, I can't remember who scored that goal, but that he got that on. But I know it wasn't, you know, it's not a record or anything like that. But certainly the overtime is. That mark. He set it for goaltenders. The Habs set it for a team. And like Guy said, I mean, they lost the first one to Quebec. That went into OT.
That was a tough series.
Started. I mean, they were down 2-0 in that series.
That was a tough series,
And then the ride started, and that's exactly what it was. It wasn't all that dissimilar in 86, really. I mean, they had no business really being there, but Edmonton crashed against Calgary, game 7, Steve Smith own goal. And you know, sometimes, you know, you still got to beat who you got to beat. And Pittsburgh goes out against the Islanders, game 7 overtime in 93. And that's why I'm thinking L.A., maybe the path, you can say it's been paved, but I think a lot of people thought that in 2021, that the Leafs had an absolute golden road to minimally the semifinals by just having to win the Canadian division because of COVID. I'm sure you remember the setup in a 56-game season.
I do.
And, you know, instead they blow a 3-game-to-1 lead against Montreal. So, you know, and no better example than the Bruins last year, who just tore apart the record book with 65 wins, 135 points, and then go out, blow their own 3-1 lead against Florida and go out in the first
you
round.
Never know.
Never
for sure.
Guaranteed, Roy, no matter who you're playing, someone you're supposed to beat or whatever the case. And just credit to whoever gets through, man.
Liam McGuire is with us. He's the world's foremost NHL historian, trivia expert. He has 4 books. The most recent is The Real Ogie, the story of Goldie Oglethorpe. And you'll find him on Twitter/X at Liam's_Hockey. Okay, so look, 1-800-263-2428. 1-800-263-2428. Do you have just give us a shout. Do you want to take a shot at a trivia question that Liam will ask you? See if you can get the answer. 1-800-263-2428. If you consider yourself a bit of a hockey expert, Stanley Cup expert, 1-800-263-2428. Liam will ask you a question, trivia question. We'll see how you do. Okay, let's see what we've got here. Jim is in Etobicoke, Ontario. How are you, Jim?
Good, and yourself?
Great. We have to do this fairly quickly, so let me turn you over to Liam and a question.
Sure.
Hi, Liam.
Jim, how's it going, buddy?
Good, you?
Good, good. Who's your favorite team?
Well, I'm a Toronto boy, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you a Leaf fan? You are a Leaf fan?
Well, yeah, I'm a realistic fan. I like all kinds of teams. I like all, like many different hockey. Obviously, we love McDavid. Okay.
Jim, what's the trivia question?
He wants me to ask him one, I think, Roy. So I was just trying to establish who his favorite team was. And if he is the Leafs, I'm assuming he is from the Etobicoke, there's three things every Leaf fan should know. So they should know the night Daryl Sittler got, are you on playoff only, Roy, or is it all NHL?
Am I what?
Do you want playoff questions only, or is it all
no,
NHL?
You need to ask a question. Jim, you need to ask a question really quickly.
I thought he was asking the question.
Okay. This is typical stuff that happens over a couple of beers, watching hockey. Liam, what's the question for Jim?
Sure. The Montreal Canadiens, I talked about the game, Guy Lafleur tying it May 10, 79. The Boston Bruins, too many men on the ice. Who was the Boston Bruin that was the extra skater on the ice? He wore number 17.
1979?
Yeah.
Terry O'Reilly.
No, not O'Reilly. Good guess.
Okay.
Number 17 is the hint for anybody else who phoned
All in. Right. Thank you. Jim was so emphatic, too. About that. Let's see. Now we've got John, who's in Toronto. John, here's Liam with a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you can either try and answer that one, or you can try and answer this one. There's two players. They're both defensemen in NHL history. This is the record for the most consecutive playoff series, most consecutive playoff years ever. Name one of those two defensemen that played 20 consecutive years in the playoffs.
Bill Gadsby?
No, that's a good guess, man, from way back. I love it. I had a prize for you. I'd give it to you just for saying Bill Gadsby. But no, it's not Bill. Good guess.
All right. Thank you, John. I think it's, and his name's just gone. He started with the Habs, he played for the Hawks, and he played for the Wings. Am I right?
You're talking about Chris
Chelios. Chelios, yeah.
No, it's not Chelios. Chelios has the most games played and the most playoff years, but not at 24, and most games played at 286 in the playoffs, but he does not have the consecutive year record, Roy.
I have to ask you this really quickly. Which Montreal Canadiens defenseman would flip the puck high into the air toward the opposing net? It would bounce.
Chombley. Yeah.
It would sometimes go in. Who was it?
Yeah, J.T. Chombley. Jean-Claude Chombley.
Knew it. Number three.
Yep.
Liam, you're the best. Thank you so much for the time. We'll do this again.
All right, buddy. You got it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.